And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little sea hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
Yay.
If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging some e-turds and lighting some e-torches and sharpening some e-pitchforks.
Yes.
Taking on the assholery, fuckwatery, and dickbaggery of the right.
That's right, Pat.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. I might have already done said that. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And by the way, yes, follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. At Thread and Thumb asks an interesting question. Hey, NRA, how many kids have you killed today?
Boxer briefs. Oh, what?
No, how many kids has the NRA killed today? I'm just wondering.
Yes.
Dickheads.
Tweet us during the show if you like, or anytime at Crab Diving. See, excuse me.
Don't die.
I got a frog in my throat. At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING, can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. Just look for Crab Diving on Facebook. I don't know why I say the facebook.com, because duh.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Just go to Facebook, yes, and look for Crab Diving and join in the warm waters there.
Oh, yes.
Nobody pees in the pool.
Oh, yeah. Who knows?
Except the occasional troll.
Fuck you, trolls.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out on Screaming Liberal Media here, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that shit. Every time you go there and buy something, we get a little commissione.
Oh, wee wee.
Costs you fuck all. Just helps us here at Screaming Liberal Media. And muchas gracias, easimos to all those. Actually, it's muchísimas gracias to all those.
Is that Italian?
That's Espanol.
Oh, oui, oui, baby.
Mille grazie is Italiano.
Zut allora.
Thanks, everybody, for those that do and have bought shit through our Amazon hole.
Danke.
And, you know, you can get Audible. You can sign up for Amazon Prime.
Right.
All that shit through there.
Yes.
So much going on. It's President's Day.
Oh, is it?
My favorite thing I saw on the Twitter was somebody, I don't know if they actually hung this on their door or not, but there was a business, it was a piece of paper printed up and it said closed, to celebrate 44 of the 45 presidents,
yes, well,
of the United States of America.
I think that's a little generous. I mean, I might omit W.
Man, he had a quite the tweet storm over the weekend. We're going to get into all that.
Oh, did he really?
And all the fun. Oh, yeah. Little Adam Schiff again. He went out took a swing at Oprah. A big swing at Oprah.
Jesus Christ,
well,
Trump.
She's black, you know, and she said something about him.
Donald, don't you have any fun? Don't you do anything that's fun? Don't you?
No, he's miserable. He can't laugh.
Right.
I mean, there's been a bunch of stories. I saw it again. One, I think, this morning about. Somebody said, you know, I try to find footage anywhere of Trump laughing.
That you can't.
Like, there's something wrong with somebody who,
right,
doesn't ever. I mean, even
Jeez, Donald,
even evil Stephen Miller laughs when a when a 4-year-old immigrant gets kicked out of the country.
Yeah, but citations, though.
Don doesn't seem to
right
to laugh.
Donald, do something fun. Go see a movie. Go see Black Panther. You might like it.
Yeah, big. I don't want to give any spoilers. It's hard to talk about it without spoiling it. Fucking awesome movie. That's all I'm going to say on this side of the crab diving.
And I will say, this is not a spoiler alert, but yes, Black Panther. Let's make that movie happen for real today. We need it.
They got a good thing going in Wakanda. the mythical city. Except for the whole... Okay, this isn't a spoiler.
Yes.
Except for the whole, let's choose our leader by combat thing. I mean, that's something they could maybe not...
that is rough.
We could maybe import some democracy into it. But other than that, quite a fucking amazing movie.
Right.
Great acting, great action. We saw it in 3D, which was really fucking cool points.
I tell you what, that's the Batman we need. I say we need Batman. No, fuck that. We need this Black Panther.
Yeah.
Need some Black Panther justice, baby.
And very inspirational
for
Black kids. I mean, there's a woman who's like the lead scientist.
Yes.
Like the cue to Black Panther's 007.
Right.
You know, where she gadgets him up and she invents all the gadgets. And she's
a
like
younger
the
woman, right?
She's like the head science guru in the whole place. I mean, that's something
millennial
for people to look up to. And it's just a really good movie and a lot of action and really cool gadgets.
I wish it were real. And it's a shame it's not.
It's superheroes mixed with space shit, mixed with a little magic, right?
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
it's got all the sci-fi fantasy genres kind of ticked off.
I will say this. I watched it, and you do go away sad, a little sad, because that is what our world really needs, and it's never going to happen.
Well, maybe. Not while we're alive, probably, but
listen,
maybe
atheists.
Eventually.
There's nothing out there that exists like that. I mean, there's no... You know
but
what
I mean?
Mean,
maybe eventually humankind, after, you know, we kill each other mostly off, there will be a core group that survives has.
That's true.
That actually cares about other people and believes in the fellowship of man, no matter what color your skin is and shit
I wish. I wish Wakanda existed. I wish it existed.
A big crab claws up for the Black Panther movie.
I mean,
it wasn't what I thought it would be. I was not expecting an origin story kind of thing. I was thinking Black Panther 3 was going to be kicking ass in New York City or something.
I don't know shit about comic books. I really don't. I barely know enough to discern between DC and Marvel. And I always thought And I always thought Black Panther was like a badass Batman, but without the stupid cape. Because he looks just like Batman. But he's better than Batman.
Are you going by the outfit?
Yeah. The outfit. I mean, if you don't see that, like... horns and, you know, it just...
I didn't know really anything about Black Panther.
I'd
never seen, aside from the last Marvel Avengers movie, right? Or whatever, where he had a little role and was badass, but it was... The story didn't follow him. He just kind of showed up when they needed the fight, right?
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll have a bigger role in the next movie. They probably will because... I mean, it's breaking all the box office records.
Fuck yes.
It's doing like, really well. So money talks, you know.
Right.
So now all of a sudden people are going to be like,
oh,
whoa.
Oh, shit, God.
But the racists are out.
Oh, really?
Did you see that story?
No.
There's fake news stories.
Fake news.
Let me fire up.
Tell you what, if we lived in a world with Black Panther, we would not be where we are today.
The racist Twitter trolls are claiming that young Black people are going on rampages after seeing this movie beating up the pristine white people that are going to see the movie at the theater.
My God, you're racist. Hey, white guys, dickheads, your racism is disgusting. I choke on it. Choke on it and turn it into mulch. Oh, my God. What a great movie.
This is from the Los Angeles Times. Twitter trolls have emerged across the country attempting to stoke racial division by spreading false rumors about the film's largely African-American fans.
I mean, come on.
Over the last few days, users have posted false claims that they were attacked by blacks
Oh, fuck
while
you.
Going to see Black Panther.
Like, you know, how shitty. How many fucking superhero movies, action movies? Oh, it's a big white guy coming to save the day. Every fucking movie. You got one action superhero movie with the majority of the cast is African-American, and you get this shit.
No.
Insane.
The movie took in an estimated $192 million over the weekend domestically, making it the highest February film debut ever.
That's right.
Says it's been especially embraced by African-Americans and blacks around the world. Many have been turning up in movie houses in African garb. I saw a bunch of people yesterday wearing African print shirts.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't you? I saw a few people. As we were leaving, I noticed that. I was like, whoa, there's a lot of people in African prints.
It's a nice thing that to say that our movie industry and entertainment industry is becoming more diverse might be a little nuts. I mean, is it? I don't know.
Well, I'm sure these guys will say, okay, you had your movie.
Right.
You had your black one.
That's so fucking dumb. My God, you have a superhero movie and the main character is African American.
Right.
That's great. Why does it piss anyone off?
Well, and the bad guys are black too.
Right. It's yes.
They're just African, by the way.
It doesn't make American. It doesn't make it. The racism doesn't make any fucking sense. Well, right. Just choke on it. You know.
These whites are claiming, while attempting to see the film, they've been attacked. It's that there's no police reports from anywhere that any of this is true.
Yeah.
Where these people have said someone in Houston was like, I got beat up by black people. And the Houston police is like, no, nobody. No.
You know, the sad thing is, it's like these racists that have to say negative shit about, Black Panther just because it's, it's sad because I understand these racists. I think it's like, You're not ever going to change their mind. And so the only solution to them is to get more progressives to vote and get those dumbasses to stay home and eat and clog their arteries with potato chips, ding-dongs, and, the chocolate little Debbie cakes, yeah. Those things, and just croak and turn into mulch. You know what I mean? No offense.
The tweets, the posters are frequently blaming black youth.
Oh, my God.
Using images taken from various unrelated sources of bleeding and battered faces or images of blood in sinks and on towels. One twat was, I was so excited to see Black Panther, and a young black man at the theater shouted, "You in the wrong place, cracker," then proceeded to bloody my face. It hurts so bad, I can't take it. The image with it is of actor Jensen Ackles.
Yes.
From the TV series Supernatural, with makeup and fake blood on his face from a scene from the show.
So they just lifted a picture from a fucking television show?
Of a white
show?
Guy bleeding from a TV show.
Oh, my God. That's shameful. You're another inciting violence.
Another user attempted to claim that a photo of a man beaten outside of a Dallas nightclub in 2013 was of his brother being assaulted after seeing Black Panther. And all you got to do is Google image search it, and you see that it's from a story in 2013.
Oh, my God.
Look at my brother got beat up by blacks.
Fuck you, racist. Fuck you. Nobody's afraid of you. Fuck off.
He was jumped trying to see the movie. This movie ain't for you, whitey.
Oh, my God.
Was the last thing he heard before he was beat up by two black men.
Oh,
rupturing his eardrum.
Oh.
He didn't even make it inside the theater. SMH.
Oh,
SMH.
Shaking my head.
Your brother gets the shit beat out of him by rampaging black people, allegedly, and all you tweet is SMH.
Man, as stupid as that is, that's harmful because people will see that on Twitter. And do you think people believe that, or they'll search it, they'll share it on their Facebook page? Mm-hmm. Oh, look what happened here.
One user had the audacity to use the image of Rob Porter's ex-wife, Colby, with her black eye.
Oh, my God.
And said, look, I got hit by a Negro after Black Panther.
Garbage.
And it's the ex-wife of Porter, the White House guy.
Yeah.
But how many people, morons out there, don't know that?
They
don't know her picture.
They will share it on their fucking Facebook page. And the other friends who are in their right-wing nut job echo chamber will share that. And they will be emboldened in their fucking stupid racism.
But there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people out there countering them. Fortunately,
hell yes.
Says many other Twitter users have been quick to call out these trolls, noting where their images originally came from. So
there you go. Stand up to these fucking trolls. So they're pussies. Yeah. They're fucking pussies. These racists.
And I wonder if you can get put into Twitter jail for that, like misreporting, saying, yeah, here's a picture of me, I just got beat up. And then if you tell Twitter, no, yeah, that's from a nightclub in 2013. Why can't Twitter just ban that fucker?
Hey, who owns Twitter? Who's the guy? Who's Mr. Twitter? Mr. Twatter?
I think it's publicly traded, but the CEO.
Hey, CEO of Twitter, get your shit together. You're proliferating hate.
Jack Dorsey.
Who?
Dorsey.
Dorsey. People are proliferating hate and bullshit all over your fucking platform. Do you give a shit? Man, fix this.
What about all that money to be made?
Oh, yeah. Choke on it, dickhead.
What about all the racists buying Twitter ads and the Russians? Yes,
all the Russians.
Their ruble conversion.
I mean, what are did the Russian bots, do they use Twitter as well? I mean, they use Twitter, right? And Facebook and all that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Dorsey, what are you saying about that? What are you doing to prevent that shit from happening, dickhead? I'm just wondering, dude.
I think it was a different country, you know, because Europe is cracking down on this shit more and more.
On Facebook, for sure,
on
right?
On Facebook, Twitter, yeah, and all of them. All the social media is holding them more accountable for the shit that they're allowing to be published.
I think Zuckerberg and Facebook in Germany, didn't they open like a building? There's a building where a bunch of nerds sit around figuring out what's fake news and what's not.
Good.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
And I think they, wasn't it like $500,000, the fine they said for each... If they catch you
after
it's been reported,
yeah,
after a certain amount of time, if shit doesn't get removed, yeah,
they don't fuck around in Europe. I mean, don't you think it's weird though that I've always thought it was strange that Twitter allows Donald Trump to threaten North Korea with nuclear annihilation? I mean, wouldn't that be, is that not against,
well, they talked about that. They talked about that. He gets a little bit of a special, because he's prez, he gets a little bit he gets a little bit of another mulligan.
Right.
That's all Trump has had his whole fucking life.
Yeah, yeah.
Is mulligans.
Right. You know what's funny about that? I mean, the irony isn't lost on me, is that they have these terms of service right on Twitter to keep hateful people from proliferating hate or saying racist shit on their platform. But the one person they give the exemption for
is the
Dan, be one of the few guys on this planet that can start a nuclear war by pressing a button. That's nuts. God damn it, Twitter.
2 hours ago, Obama was president up to and beyond the 2016 election. Why didn't he do something about Russian meddling?
Well, you know, dickhead.
He did.
He was.
He imposed sanctions, you cunt.
He was engaged with his intelligence community. He kicked people out. He took them out of their nice fucking houses.
And could he have done more? Yeah.
Yeah, he should
have. Yeah, he could.
You're right.
But he also had Mitch the Bitch to deal with, who threatened and said, you know, if you ring the alarm bells, we're just going to say you're being a partisan.
Well,
look at you're trying to put your thumb on the scales of the upcoming election.
Yeah. Well, Trump, listen, maybe the Democrats will learn a lesson and not, you know, kowtow that kind of shit from the Republicans. So what? Let them scream.
And what does this mean? 9 hours ago, he tweeted, have a great but very reflective President's Day. Oh, we reflect the fuck out of the current president. Trust me.
Oh, my God. I can't look at that guy without reflecting on how much I can't stand his ass. Come on.
It's
reflective as fuck. That's funny, dude.
I mean, we might as well, before we even get to the headlines, let's just fucking go back and I'm, what is this? Today is the 19th of February.
Oh, shit.
He went back to, let's say, the 17th, so 2 days ago.
Yes.
Which would have been Saturday, was it? About 9:30 in the morning. Now, this is, you know, he's pissed off. Because he's at Mar-a-Lago and the weather's nice and he can't golf.
Oh, that's right.
Because they told him you can't go golfing 2 days after a massacre at a school. Yesterday you were in the hospital visiting shout up kids. Today is probably not a great day to go golfing.
Right.
So Saturday he didn't. Sunday he didn't. Today he did.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But Saturday, obviously he was going stir crazy because he's tweeting at like 9 a.m.
I'm trying to figure this out. So how many... When was this massacre in Parkland? It was last week.
Wednesday-ish.
On Wednesday. Thursday-ish, and how many kids died?
17 people. 14, people three died. Adults, I think.
Just trying to do the math. I mean, I wonder if Twitler has some math that he does. He's like, how many people die before I can golf? Like, if 10 people die, I have to wait 1 day. If 20, it's 2.
I can only just count wondering. To 21.
All right. Oh, yes. Consent. That's a drinking
10 fingers,
age.
10, to, well, 20 and a half. 10 fingers, 10 toes, and my wiener.
Oh, yes.
That's 21. 20 and a half.
I don't know if your dick's a full finger, President.
That's why I said half.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He said, he starts off with Melania, and I met such incredible people last night in Broward County, Melania. Florida. We'll never forget them or the evening. Meanwhile, Melania, did wow. Was this offline we talked about this, or was this Friday?
Crab diving, offline conversation.
I'm sorry, if you listen to Friday's show, and this is a little bit of a rerun, you know, sorry. But she broke with protocol, and when they left the White House, they didn't do the walk across the lawn to the helicopter. Yeah. She was like, fuck you, I'm taking car. I will meet you at the airport.
God, it.
So she took the car to the airport. Did not walk with him.
Right.
Like up the stairs and shit.
Yes.
She's, and what happened on Thursday and Friday? Another story of the more of that story of the other porn star came out. And then there was a porn star yesterday.
Right.
That was on telly.
Hello.
That said, oh, there's more.
One was a Playboy model, like a centerfold.
Right. Playmate. Yeah.
Playmate. Technically. I guess, I don't know, what is that, an adult? It's not a, she's not a porn star. Nude, she's
guess,
a,
nude model.
A no. Naked model, are nude
there,
model.
Are there no pictures of dicks going into her in various
no.
positions?
She's a playmate. I don't know. I don't know.
Like I said, another porn star yesterday said, oh, there's more.
What porn star said that yesterday? Oh, that's okay.
I don't know, I have to find it. But she's like, yeah, from what she's heard, I guess in the community, there's more. This, mm-hmm. There are more coming out.
Yeah. God damn.
But he gets them, you know, probably to sign these NDAs. And,
oh,
and
my
is
God.
Like, you know, I'm going to see you for millions and millions of dollars.
I read a whole thing on how this shit works with him. If you hook up with Donald, you sign the NDA. And then on top of that, he does this weird ass thing in the media. It's called...
pays for your abortion.
Catching something. Catch and release. It's like you pay... You pay them ahead of time because you want to secure the rights to their quote unquote story.
Oh, that's what the Inquirer does. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, Trump does that, and his lawyers they do that with the people Don hooks up with. I was reading this thing.
Well, and Weinstein's the same deal. Mm. Except Weinstein would threaten them with punishment and lawsuits. He wouldn't even.
God.
And he paid some off, right? But that's it. These predators have these organizations. Rich guys get away with anything.
Fuck yeah, dude. I mean, the thing is, it's like, if you're a fucking scumbag and you do shit like this, you surround yourself with other fucking scumbags that do the same fucking thing. And that's why we got a White House full of motherfucking scumbags. I mean, how many friends do you think Obama actually has that do what Trump does? You know what I mean? That hook up with chicks while they're married, whatever. And it's like, here's a pile of NDAs you got to sign.
Right.
You think Obama has any friends who's like, I'm going to go over here and grab this chick's pussy? Fuck no.
Probably not. Yeah.
I mean,
probably not.
Please. I'm serious. Imagine a world where he's like hanging out with some dude. I think that's crazy.
I don't think that's his vibe.
No.
I don't think he's got the pussy hound vibe. Then Donald Trump tweeted, this is after the, Melania and I had such a great time last night in Broward County visiting shot up kids. Now he's on the warpath, charges deal Don a big win, written by Michael Goodwin of the New York Post. Succinctly, there's no way he wrote this. Succinctly states that, quote, the Russians had no impact on the election results. There was no collusion with the Trump campaign. Quote, she lost the old-fashioned way by being a terrible candidate, case closed. This is an opinion piece at the New York Post that he's quoting.
He's at the Post.
An opinion piece at the Lion New York Post that he, the Jeff Bezos New York Post.
Yeah.
Next one.
Yeah.
Deputy AG Rad Rosenstein stated at the news conference, quote, there is no allegation in the indictment that any American was, by the way, in the indictment is the very specific thing we all need to look at here because Rod Rosenstein is a fucking lawyer and a spy guy. He's an FBI guy.
So in the indictment, would you say he's careful with the words that he chooses?
There were two times that he said in this indictment, there is nothing that says that we have an American that wittingly participated in this indictment.
So that can mean there are other indictments that might say otherwise. Okay.
That's how a logical person would interpret it.
There's no allegation in the indictment that any American was a knowing participant in this illegal activity. There is no allegation in the indictment that the charged conduct altered the outcome of the 2016 election.
Any pervs watching through the window at Crab Diving Studios, you're getting a good look.
I have to do the hands.
The hand signals are funny as shit.
Funny, the next tweet.
Yes.
Funny how fake news media, all capitals, by the way, not all caps, capitalized. Fake news media is capitalized. Doesn't want to say that the Russian group was formed in 2014, long before my run, and 2015.
Yes.
Long before my run for president. Maybe they knew I was going to run, even though I didn't know.
He didn't know. How would someone...
Because the Russians the Russian troll farm... may have said, holy shit, look at this guy that's running.
Yes.
Let's help him.
Right.
A year and a half later. Okay, that's what happened. So they were formed in 2014. Big fucking deal.
Yeah.
They were formed in 2014.
Yeah, what does that matter?
We're in Trump land. Right. Everything vindicates him somehow.
Well, yeah, but weren't the Russians kind of watching this Trump for years years?
A lot of people responded. There were tweets from... that was right after he went to and did the Miss Universe in Moscow. That was 2013.
Yeah.
So in 2014, this group was formed. But there were tweets that people had put out from Russians who were like, we love Trump. He should be president.
That's crazy. I mean, the Russians, don't they look at people in America and they're like, hey, who could be in office? Who's a potential guy that could be in office in the future? I don't know.
The Russian state, yeah.
And they're like, how can we get compromise the Russian on these people, guys in case they run?
The Russian people are suffering under perma Fox News.
Yeah.
All the other media has been destroyed or taken over by evil oligarchs that are licking Putin's hole.
Right.
So... that's what we will look like if Trump and the Republicans get their way.
Right. It's fucked up.
It really will be only Fox News and worse.
God, yeah. If you watch Fox News, and does it strike anybody as weird as how hard Hannity has to work to explain away the bullshit of our fucking president to the masses? I mean, it's...
Oh, last week he was like...
It's insane.
These new indictments. Well, you know, that has nothing to do with the president. Really, you shouldn't pay attention to this. It really has nothing to do with the president.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Somewhere in here, he's also trying to pretend that he never said it was a hoax.
Trump is saying that he never said the Russia investigation was a witch hunt or a fucking hoax or anything like that. Okay.
He never said the Russians sticking their nose in our election was a hoax.
Yes.
Collusion is a hoax. his next tweet, he quotes somebody, Rob Goldman, VP of ads for Facebook, who tweeted, he retweeted him. Rob Goldman said, most of the coverage of Russian meddling involves their attempt to affect the outcome of the 2016 election. I've seen all of the Russian ads. I can say very definitively that swaying the election was not the main goal. And Trump retweeted that. Then... But this is also Facebook covering its ass.
Yeah, yeah. Facebook. Hey, listen, Donald, I don't know if you know this, but Facebook doesn't want to look like they helped in a coup to steal an election from the American people. And neither does Twitter.
The majority of Russian ad spend happened after the election, he said. We shared that fact, but very few outlets have covered it because it doesn't align with the main media narrative of Trump and the election.
Right.
The main goal of Russian propaganda and misinformation is to divide America by using our institutions like free speech and social media against us. It's stoked fear and hatred amongst Americans. It's working incredibly well. We are quite divided as a nation.
Mm. Facebook guy saying.
Yeah, then he linked to a story that says Russian trolls organized both sides of an Islam protest in Texas.
Okay. So what's his point, though? That it's on both sides and Facebook?
Well, he's saying that the Russians are very active and they're working on it, but they're not sure that the Russians' main goal was to sway the election for Trump. Their main goal was to just blow up the whole thing and just sow discord. Yeah, but again, this is Facebook.
It seems disingenuous. I mean, the fuckers at Facebook have to know that they were taken advantage of. They have to know. Why do you think Russian people were buying up all those ads, Zuckerberg? And that Zuckerberg even has the nerve to float the idea that he wants to run for president? Fuck off.
And those are also ads. You know, don't forget, what about all the fake accounts?
Yeah.
Who were out there. We saw it. We talked about it before the fucking story broke about how we were finding Russian trolls.
Yeah.
Remember when you used to identify them and they'd scurry away?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like we would get somebody and I would say, you have one friend.
Yeah.
And you know, and you're using a fluffy bunny as your avatar.
How's St. Petersburg?
Yeah. And then they would. Their account would be gone.
Yeah.
A day later. It's like when you call them a Russian bot, they laugh.
Right.
And say, you're the bot, like Trump.
Right.
You're the puppet.
Doesn't Mark Zuckerberg have any responsibility there? I mean, you know what I mean? People just used your platform to proliferate fake news, and they don't even have
At first, that weasel denied it, remember?
Yes.
We had no effect. And then they're like, we had these ads that hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people saw. You know, maybe.
God, it's so disingenuous. The guy that creates Facebook, a social media platform that changed how we communicate with each other, that's taking over the world, he's like, oh, I didn't realize what was happening with the Russians. Who the fuck? Are you a genius? Or are you a fucking idiot? Which is it?
He's lying.
You're lying, Zuckerberg. Fuck you.
Then Trump tweeted, just like they don't want to solve the DACA problem, which is not true. If you put up a clean DACA bill, the Democrats would sign on instantly.
Oh, my God.
The one that is using DACA kids as a hostage is Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the Democrats want to sign a clean DACA so bad, they're trusting the Republicans. Think about that.
Well, I think they might be letting the Republicans put their heads in the noose, but at the expense of DACA kids.
Yeah,
which
that
is
sucks.
Untoward in itself. Why didn't the Democrats pass gun control legislation when they had both the House and the Senate during the Obama administration? Because they didn't want to, and now they just talk. Well, no. Obama knew that, especially given that he probably, with all the hatred that flared up.
Yes.
And Mitch the Bitch saying, our only goal is to make him a one-term president and blocking everything. Obama knew that the only thing they were going to get through was one biggie, and he chose health care.
Right.
If he tried to, he could have gone for immigration reform, possibly gun control, possibly, but he went for health care.
Right.
And spent all of his political wad on health care. And then the Republicans took over the House and the Senate, and we were fucked.
You know, Trump, what you just said, all the things he could have done. Listen to
all the good, not wonderful things.
He chooses health care to help people. My God, you want to build a wall.
Right.
You want to build a wall.
Put more black people in jail.
Based on fiction. Yeah, you and Jeff Sessions want to lock up black people. More black people in our prisons.
I didn't like that Black Panther movie.
Oh, yeah, and voter suppression. I'm trying to figure out the good things you want to do for this country, dickhead. Damn.
Next tweet. General McMaster. Oh, this is funny. McMaster was on television, and apparently he didn't stick to the script because Trump tweeted, "General McMaster forgot to say that the results of the 2016 election were not impacted or changed by the Russians, and that the only collusion was between Russia and Crooked H, the DNC, and the Dems. Remember the dirty dossier, uranium, speeches, emails, and the Podesta company!" Exclamation point.
And the Podesta what?
Company.
Well, he had a
Podesta's, they have Spirit a Dinners? Consulting firm. Yeah, oh, well, sure.
Yeah.
Spirit Dinners, Virgin Sacrifices.
Right. God, Trump, the thing about you is Donald...
Little Kid Pizza.
Yes. Everybody sees you, Donald. We all know you're lying, cheating. You fucking colluded with the Russians. Who knows? Maybe you were treasonous.
And shitting his tighty-whities.
Oh, yes.
Right
now. The only people that believe you are the fucking bottom of the barrel, mouth-breathing fucking deplorables who don't even believe evolution is a thing, who don't think global warming exists. The least of us.
So I don't know what he was watching that fired this one up. I'm sure somebody somewhere has written about it and could pinpoint the moment on Fox and Friends Sunday or whatever that he was watching this. Or maybe he was watching Joe and Mika on TiVo.
Right. Out of spite.
I DVR'd them.
Ooh. You should love Joe and Mika, Trump. They got you elected.
Never gotten over the fact that Obama was able to send $1.7 billion in cash to Iran and nobody in Congress, the FBI, or justice called for an investigation.
But
that's because,
right,
once again, it was their money.
Can I?
It wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't, hey, let's send a prezi.
Yes.
Let's a lovely gift with a box of chocolates and a pallet full of cash.
Right.
To the Iranians. That ain't how it worked.
Let me explain it, because when we do stories about money and the deficit and taxes and all that shit, it's so hard. I hate numbers. I hate numbers so much. I hate numbers as much as Donald Trump hates women. How do you like that? The money from Iran.
You want to fuck them and pay them off?
No, wait, numbers?
Yeah.
I just wish they'd shut up. Wish we could transcend numbers. You know what I mean? They don't have, they didn't have any numbers in Wakanda. Did you notice that? I'm kidding. They probably did.
Yeah.
They had lots of numbers.
It's science.
Yes. But that money is the Iranians' money. It's money that our government froze, right? We seized
Correct.
That money because of some sanctions and
Correct.
Shit. We were holding on to it.
Correct. And part of the international deal.
Yes.
Was that we give them their money back.
Right.
Their money back.
Right.
We don't steal it.
Yes.
You can't tell Trump. Trump thinks that would be okay. Trump wanted to go. Trump wants to know why we didn't take the oil out of Iraq still.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why? Yeah, yeah. Why not? Why not? Shit.
We won.
You know what? This is where I agree with Donald. Why don't you have an investigation of where the money for Iran came from? Let the FBI investigate.
We don't need one.
No.
We know where it came from.
Right, I know. It would take an afternoon, dickhead.
Never gotten over the fact that Obama was able to spend $1.7 billion in cash. Where did that come from? It's just, it's really like Niagara Falls.
Are we
to
sure?
Him. Obama.
Hey, wait a second. I know where that money came from that he gave back to Iran. It was the money left over in Obama's inaugural fund.
Yeah.
We never accounted for. God.
So that's just a lie. And then he's calling for an investigation. Once again, he wants his political opponent investigated by Congress, the FBI, and the Justice Department.
They do that in countries like Russia.
You think he sends a text to Jeff Bosesh in the middle of the night? Like, why the fuck aren't you investigating Cricket H and Obama?
Who do you think he talks to? Not his Mar-a-Lago fucking dickhead oligarch buddies, but who in the government do you think he talks to? And was like, hey, Jeff, how you doing? Just wondering what's going on.
Oh, nobody. Nobody.
You know, he's not social like that on any level.
No, I don't think he's human.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, he's not.
I think he's a psychopath.
Hey, Stephen, what are you up to today? How's your wife? Is Stephen Miller married?
No.
Oh, come on. Dude, I tell you what.
No fucking way. Anyone's touched his penis ever.
One night I was up reading news late at night, and I happened upon a picture of Mitch the Bitch with his wife, Elaine Chao. And that night, I sent you a Facebook message. I was like, holy shit. Did you know Mitch the Bitch is married to a human being? And that, Mitch can be married, then Stephen Miller can. Oh, my God. They're both heinous.
Yeah. Stephen Miller, I don't know. He's the guy who pays Hooker to stomp on his balls with stiletto heels and stuff like that. I can't, you know what I mean? I can't imagine that he's not into that kind of shit.
You know what's funny? I don't know. When you type in, is Stephen Miller married? It's all this shit comes up. And then
he's not. I know he's not.
There's one that says, does Stephen Miller have any friends in investigation?
No.
He doesn't have any fucking friends.
He was hated, loathed in high school. Yeah. That's part of the problem.
He's so ugly, he's ugly. I mean, he's so ugly on the inside, it oozes out of his fucking eyeballs and onto his fucking face, like Mitch.
Next tweet, this is on the 18th, so this is yesterday.
Yes.
Finally, Little. L-I-D-D-L-E.
Oh, Little.
Yeah, he's not making up good names anymore. Everybody's Little or Little.
Little.
This is Little.
Right.
Adam Schiff, who's like 6'2 or something like that. He's not Little.
Sure.
Little Adam Schiff, the Leakin, with an apostrophe.
Leakin?
The Leakin monster of no control.
Check out my Leakin monster. I can't control my Leakin monster.
That's been my nickname.
You had to fucking get that under control, buddy.
It's my nickname for my penis.
Lay down some plastic.
Adam Schiff, the Leakin monster of no control.
Good God.
Is now blaming the Obama administration for Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
Oh, is that true?
He's finally right about something. Obama was president, knew of the threat, and did nothing. Thank you, Adam! Exclamation point.
Good God.
I saw the interview. Adam Schiff said, while it is true that the previous administration could have done more.
Right.
Comma.
Yes.
The current administration has done everything it can to assist the Russians in whatever meddling they're doing. But there's a big difference.
Right. Little Adam Schiff, let me help you. I think they're the same. I believe Trump is working with them. I think they're the same fucking.
For them.
Yeah, they're on the same.
Not with them. For them.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? Like, they're telling him what to do?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're the same side. I feel like even the language about this whole, it's crazy, because it's not. I think collusion means. I don't know what that means. The
anal.
Other word working for
anal
collusion. Yes.
Yeah.
Double penetration. Collusion would infer that they're working together, but I think what you said is more fitting. He's working for the Russians.
He's either
for him.
He's either a useful an idiot. Isn't even is a I can't. That's underselling it by light years. He's a moron.
This collusion
I don't know how
thing.
To. He's a useful idiot for them at best.
Yeah,
a dupe, a useful idiot. At worst, he's a colluding treasonous whorebag. Yeah,
I mean, if you meet. Maybe, you know, this is based on Tom Clancy movies, the Mission Impossible movies and all. Like that new Mission Impossible movie that we saw the trailer for.
Yeah, I'll go see that. Dude, I like that shit.
I'm an atheist and shit, but I see Tom Cruise. How old is he?
55-ish, maybe?
Hey, Kate, go sign me up for the Scientology, whatever the fuck that is.
Well, sign you up for the Scientology plastic surgeons that
dude,
he has.
Yeah, but still, he's like running around on plane wings. I mean,
well, he does
that.
He does his own stunts and shit.
He's so dumb.
He exploded his ankle this last film of that movie.
Hey, Tom Cruise.
Jumping like off a roof.
I'm going to give Tom Cruise some unsolicited advice. You've been a famous Hollywood movie star your whole fucking life. You got a nice face. You're going to do one stunt one day, and something's going to go wrong, and you're going to fuck that face up, and you're going to feel bad about it. Quit doing your own stunts,
well,
dude.
Well, the thing is, nobody thinks less of an actor that doesn't do their own stunts.
No, of course not.
Fuck that.
I mean, I'm not doing... I
did a commercial. I had a stunt driver.
Right. I was pissed off that I had to drive a car with a standard shift. I couldn't...
Oh, well.
I don't drive that shit. I told those motherfuckers, I only drive automatic, and they show it with a standard shift. The fuck do I do with that?
Grind.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me get into character. In the meantime, I wish I lived on the Matrix so you could just upload how to get into the third gear. That's all I wanted to fucking do. Quit doing your own stunts, Tom. You're going to fuck your face up.
Next tweet from Don.
Yes.
This is a very prolific weekend for Donnie.
Donnie.
Yesterday at... Oh my God. 3:33 a.m.
Ooh, lucky. Lucky threes. God damn.
I never said Russia did not meddle in the election.
explain this to me.
I said, quote, it may be Russia or China or another country or group, or it may be a 400-pound genius sitting in a bed and playing on his computer.
I remember that. He did say that.
The Russian hoax.
Ooh, yes.
Air quotes.
Was that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. Collusion. It never did.
Survey says.
Why is he up? Okay. 3:30 in the morning, his time?
Yeah. 4:30 our time here in Central Time Zone.
So
the
did
Redneck
he get
Riviera.
Up? Right. Did he just stay up late until this time? And he go to bed?
I don't know.
Did he just not go to bed? Or does he
I was
going to
say ask Melania, but she's nowhere near him. She's in a different wing over at Mar-a-Lago.
I get it, melanoma. Horrible.
Yeah. I don't want anywhere near you.
You see those pictures of her hanging out in the Mar-a-Lago disco and the
lighting
and shit? Yeah. It's got to be in the dark to hang out with Schittler. But, like, how does that work? So he wakes up at 3, has coffee maybe.
I think he's
up jacking off.
Up till then maybe sleeps for like 3 hours and then wakes up.
But then he sees something on TV that pisses him off. He starts this conversation in his head that everybody's against him. He's rattling off all his enemies. And then the next step is he grabs Twitter, his phone, and tweets.
Well, sure.
Damn, dude, we got a president who sits up at night. What? I imagine he's pacing around his wherever the fuck he is.
Maybe he plays word with friends. He probably puts all of his words in and then.
He doesn't play words with friends. It's like. He plays Candy Crush. We got a Candy Crush president. We don't have words with friend president. And he's just musing to himself, getting angry, probably has these conversations in his head with the people he hates. Like he's talking to Adam Schiff saying, you know, God, he's nuts.
Well, it's funny you should mention Adam Schiff. We have he's back.
Little Adam.
The next tweet, 10 minutes later.
Yes.
So 3:43 a.m. on the 18th.
Now that Adam Schiff is starting to blame President Obama for Russian meddling in the election, he's not. He's not.
Right.
He's probably doing so as yet another excuse that the Democrats, led by their fearless leader, Crooked Hillary.
Oh, my God.
Clinton lost the 2016 election. But wasn't I a great candidate?
Oh, my God. I mean, Donald, if you think about it, he was a great candidate in a lot of ways. If you think about it from the worst.
Let's appeal to the lowest among us. Sure.
Horrid angle ever. Yeah. You got the racists to come out and vote.
Then he retweeted a tweet from Mother's Husband.
Yes.
Apparently. Mike Pence was at the Dallas County GOP Reagan Day dinner.
Oh, that sounds like fucking fun.
Oh, boy. It looks like, it really looks like a blizzard.
What are we going to have?
At the North Pole and polar bears dancing. There's not a brown person I can see in any of these pictures.
The Reagan's Day dinner. Good God.
Mike Pence said, big night, largest ever Dallas County GOP Reagan Day dinner. As I told the crowd, under President Real Donald Trump, promises made, promises kept. America is back, and we're just getting started.
Oh, my God. Everybody just got scared.
He's just such an obsequious, oily scumbag theocrat. It's so creepy.
Disgusting. We're just getting started. My asshole just tightened.
So that was a retweet.
Right. Retweet.
Then undaunted, he persisted.
Oh, yes.
4:11 a.m., so 20 minutes-ish, half hour later.
If it was the goal, all caps, of Russia to create discord, disruption, and chaos.
And disruption.
Okay.
Disruption and chaos within the U.S. Then, with all of the committee hearings, investigations, and party hatred, party capitalized, that's really creepy.
That's fucked up.
It's like China.
Investigations and party hatred, they have succeeded beyond their wildest dreams. They are laughing their asses off in Moscow. Get smart, America.
Yeah, we agree with you.
Yes.
100%.
See, but he hates that. He hates the idea of, he thinks that it's an effective way. He hates when people laugh at him. He doesn't like to be made fun of. So he thinks that's going to get to his detractors.
Yeah, I guess.
Odd. God, we got a weird fucking dude as president. I mean, listen, yeah, he's racist. Yeah, he's sexist. Sure, he's Islamophobic, homophobic. He's everything. He's everything horrible. But he's also weird as fuck. He's a weird as fuck dude. Who the fuck is up at 3:11 in the morning having a Shakespearean conversation with himself?
Yeah.
Is he Iago? He's not Iago, please.
Then I don't know what he tweeted. He retweeted.
Yes.
I can't tell because the account's been suspended. He retweeted
some Nazi.
It says the fake news of big ratings losers CNN.
Right.
And it's a tweet from at RREAL.
Okay.
DJ Trump. So it's real DJ Trump with an R in front of it.
Right.
So it must be a fake Trump account.
Sure.
And when I try to tweet to click on that tweet to see what it is, his account's been suspended. So they must have the Trump trolls must have
flagged it or something.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Okay. The racist minions.
This says once again, Donald Trump shares a tweet from a fake account. And tens of thousands of his followers share it.
Oh, God.
This is why Trump is one of the biggest distributors of fake news.
Right.
I
mean, when he says that how many people in California voted illegally? Is it 3 million?
Whatever he lost to Hillary by. So, yes.
God damn, dude. There's not one shred of evidence. So we can safely say that's fake news. That's totally fake.
I can't. It's probably out there somewhere what exactly that tweet was, but it must have been somebody going after CNN.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I agree. I'm retweeting you. And it's a.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like some fake count or something like that.
How sad Stephen Miller's single, dude. God, Stephen, can't you meet somebody? I mean, you're in the White House, going to all these functions, these dinners. You can't strike up a conversation, be like, hey, do you want a drink? Blah, blah, blah. You know, just find somebody else who's a gross fucking Nazi.
Ooh, what a great meme. It's a flag, and it says, America, the land of gun care and health control.
That's true as
That's
fuck.
That's great, isn't it? Gun care and health control.
Right. God damn.
We haven't even gotten to the headlines. Let's. I know one of the headlines I just saw over to the... it's time for some, I guess, good news again. But let's see what's in your headlines. If the HuffPost is the same, it's good news.
Yes. Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, February 19th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, hell on earth.
Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost. It is good news. This is a little bit of a crab diving follow up.
Crab diving follow up.
We've been following what's going on in Pennsylvania.
Fuck
the sovereign
boy.
State of Pennsylvania, where the Republicans drew districts that looked like a Pollock painting.
Oh, is this gerrymandering
like
shit?
Like a blotch, yeah.
Right.
Spatter.
Rorschach test.
Spatter pattern.
The Democrats sued. They won their own Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, said, holy shit, this is racist as fuck. We got to redraw this.
Fuck yeah.
The Republicans said, we're not going to redraw it.
Ah, fuck yeah.
They took it to the Supreme Court, the Republicans, and said, we don't have time to redraw before the next election. And the Supreme Court, even Justice Alito, that evil Slytherin dickwad.
Skeksis.
Refused to hear the case, so
right.
The Republican legislature there was forced to redraw. They redrew something that the Democratic governor laughed at.
Right.
Was like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Go fuck yourself.
You know, they like changed a one line or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, what do you think of this?
It's a redraw, dickhead. It's not a change one thing.
So he vetoed it. And in that case, the court said, well, if you guys can't be adults,
yes,
we will hire an adult and do it for you. And they hired some law professor, poli-sci professor,
right,
as a neutral party to redraw the district maps based on like population instead of,
yes,
who's brown and who's not.
Right. Wow.
And over the squeals of the Republicans.
Yes. Because the GOP, they don't like it when people come out and vote, and they don't like it when people can vote in their in a block. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's bad for them.
So the it says here Republicans have enjoyed considerable advantage under the earlier map, which was in place for three congressional elections.
Shit.
The Supreme Court now today issued a new congressional map to replace the current one.
Yes.
Which the court said the previous one was so partisan, it violates the state's constitution.
Damn. So think about that.
And that's not even race. Partisan.
Right.
That's important. They didn't say it's just based on race like Texas
or
North Carolina's.
They're saying party lines, right?
Right.
And you just said that map was in place during the last three elections.
Exactly.
So, like... I mean, you know, I don't know what the solution would be, but then how do you respect those last three elections?
Well, this is another one where statewide...
It's unfucking fair.
Statewide, the Democrats win big votes by big vote counts.
Right.
Yet, because of the way these districts are sliced up, there's two or three Republican safe districts because they just make sure that everybody that's in that district is a Republican.
Right. That's how they win. That's the only way they win. What does that say about what you stand for, you douchebags?
The Supreme Court drew the map after Republican lawmakers and the Pennsylvania governor, Tom Wolf, failed to come up with an agreement by the deadline.
Yes.
The headline says, Pennsylvania Supreme Court issues new congressional map to replace gerrymandered one, but at the HuffPo... The headline says, Dems hit Pennsylvania dirt. Pay dirt, get it?
Right, right. Oh, they're saying the Dems are cashing in.
Well, it's going to be fair now.
Yeah, dude.
And it might actually favor the Democrats, which is how the whole state votes.
Right. It's not like the Democrats hit pay dirt. It's like the Republicans aren't fucking cheating
fairness,
anymore.
Fairness, right.
God, fuck you.
They're not going to be allowed to cheat anymore. In an opinion earlier in February, the Supreme Court noted that Pennsylvania's congressional districts need at minimum to be compact and contiguous to contain roughly the same number of people and to not split counties and under other communities unnecessarily.
Right. Because why would they? Why would those counties be split otherwise? You can't explain a reason that isn't fucked up.
The court wrote that its new map splits just 13 counties. The previous one split 28 counties.
So it's by half.
Nine of them are split among two congressional districts, while the other four are split among three. The court wrote that its plan draws heavily from proposals submitted by the Republican lawmakers, from Democrats, from the plaintiffs, and others, but said this map's compactness is superior or comparable.
Right. Superior packness. Fuck you.
The Republicans controlled the redistricting process in 2011.
Right.
And drew a map that gave their party a considerable advantage. In 2012, 14, and 16, they won 13 of the 18 congressional seats, even though their party won less than 50% of the popular vote in the state.
Damn. So how do you square that?
The GOP voter registration also lags behind Democrats significantly in the state.
Right.
So they're the minority. Yet they got 13 of 18 congressional districts.
There are less.
Because of the way they sliced up the Democrats.
There are less Republicans voting than Democrats, but the Republicans win. That's interesting.
In a 5-2 decision last month, the state Supreme Court said the map clearly, plainly, and palpably violates the state's constitution.
Palpably.
The Brennan Center for Justice estimated that the old map accounted for an additional 3 to 4 GOP seats in Congress.
Oh, shit.
So there you go.
Wow.
It could be now.
That'll change things, right?
It could be 9-9 or wow, 10-10, you know, 10-8.
You know, it's just like they made it fair. And then the Republicans say, well, the Dems really cashed in.
And the districts, some of these districts went from blood red to now purple. So now there will be an actual election, actual decision made.
That should enrage people. If you live in Pennsylvania, this should piss you the fuck off. So what that means, a lot of times in the past, your vote didn't fucking matter.
Because
in effect, you were disenfranchised.
If you lived
in
a group, especially if you lived in a big city and they were able to slice up all the brown people into little pie pieces and share them with all the whitey districts.
Right.
Which is what they tried to do in Texas. Then, your vote. You could have two neighbors, one across the street and one next door, and all three of you are in different districts.
I mean, to me, yes, this is good news. This is great news that they did this. But to me, the real story is that for years and years, your vote didn't count.
Well, right.
That's crazy.
And that's why we need to get rid of that fucking Electoral College, too.
Absolutely. We're being fucked by the Republicans. We are being fucked.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo. I have a feeling the Drudge Report will not be celebrating.
Oh yeah, who knows
the victory for fairness in Pennsylvania?
What's that perv Matt Drudge with his cummy dress doing today?
He has a picture of Trump.
Yes.
Oh well, here we go. Trump tweet storm.
Ooh.
I didn't. Well, before I finish this, let's go back to Trump's Twitters because they reference one of his tweets here. Don's next tweet.
Yes.
After it was the goal of Russia to create discord. Then that tweet, the fake account retweet, which we can no longer see because it's suspended. Then he says, great pollster John McLaughlin now has the GOP up in the generic congressional ballot. Big gain over last 4 weeks. I guess people are loving the big tax cuts given them by the Republicans. The cuts the Dems wanted to take away. We need more Republicans. Then he tweeted, thank you, Ken Starr, former independent counsel Whitewater, for your insight and powerful words on FISA abuse, Russian meddling, etc. Really great interview.
So wait, is Donald Trump saying there's Russian meddling?
Well, now he's saying there was Russian meddling. He's saying he never said there wasn't.
Right.
It's collusion. It's the hoax.
So, like, but Trump, if the Russians meddled in the election, what was their point? I mean, you're elected. I mean, can we?
Well, and when, why aren't we doing something about it?
Yeah.
So, great. Admit that Russian meddled.
Right.
Why are we not having a huge organization of our government to stop that and prevent that and thwart that and retaliate for that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe some sanctions that were voted on almost unanimously by this fucked up hate fuck relationship of a Congress that
bodies,
we have.
Right. They were able to agree on this shit. You know what? It's crazy. It's as if we have a treasonous motherfucking administration in place. Hyperbole. God damn.
That's not hyperbole.
It's not hyperbole. You're fucking right. What do you think Mueller's doing in his secret little bunker down there? You think he's playing solitaire on his fucking computer? He's built a case against Schittler.
I don't get this one. My great friends from NASCAR are having their big race today, the Daytona 500. Brian France and the France family are very special people. Enjoy the race.
Dude, he's out of his mind. Why is he tweeting about NASCAR?
Then here we go. 19 hours ago.
Yes.
7:28 p.m. He must have been watching this live because I think that's the time that 60 Minutes is on. So let's think. Our president is sitting and watching 60 Minutes.
Yeah. And he just did it. He just tweeted out a commercial for NASCAR for some fucking reason. Who knows why?
Just watched a very insecure Oprah Winfrey.
Ooh, yes.
Who at one point I knew very well.
Ooh.
Interview a panel of people on 60 Minutes. The questions were biased and slanted and facts incorrect. Hope Oprah runs so she can be exposed and defeated just like all the others.
Oh, my God, Donald. Now
see, he thinks he's in Wakanda.
Right.
Run so you can be exposed and defeated like all the others.
That is a good point about Wakanda and how they choose their leaders. That is, why do you think that is? I mean, that society is so advanced in science and shit, and they have all this other shit going on. Why is there a process for choosing a benevolent dictator so fucked up? I don't get it. It's also not real, so, but whatever.
And then have a great but very reflective President's Day.
Oh, okay. Happy President's Day, dickhead.
God, what a piece of shit he is. What a spectacular piece of shit.
Right.
And then 3 hours ago, Obama was president up to and beyond the 2016 election. Why didn't he do something?
Why? Hey, Donald, when you're bragging about your tax fucking thing that you got, why take a shot at the Dems? Why do that? Why don't you say that you passed this and brag about some of the shit it's doing rather than taking a swipe at the Dems? Or why are you unloading on Obama at 3:30 in the morning and Hillary? It's like you're mentally insane. You're insane, mentally ill.
Yeah.
It's weird. I mean, do you picture him walking around his residency at the White House or Mar-a-Lago like Richard III? Like mumbling some soliloquies.
Sure,
and shit.
like drunken Nixon talking to paintings.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right?
Except Trump's not drunk. He's not drunk.
No, he's mentally
he's sober.
Ill. Yeah.
He's got that fucked up mind. No offense.
So there you go. Good news from Pennsylvania and Drudge Report's talking about Trump. So the headline says Trump tweet storm. Challenges Oprah to election duel. That's the headline over at the Drudge Repo.
Right. Hey, congratulations, Pennsylvania. For all those years, people said your vote mattered. Get out and vote. It didn't matter. But now it does. That's great.
Over at the Drudge Report. Boo. Soros' son emerging as major player in Dem politics. Oh, it's George Soros.
Hey, what about your son? What about your dickhead kids making all that money for your hotels while you're president? Evil George Soros. Good God.
And by the way, we think all billionaires should have their fucking money kept out of politics, even the ones we like.
Right.
But as long as they're not, we like having our own billionaires
that
are at least around the side of good to try to battle against you.
But Soros, hey, if you want some advice, let's put the money, invest in a Black Panther guy or a Batman or some shit. That would be cool as fuck.
I'm getting a fake call from Beverly Hills, California.
Hey.
So there's other stuff that is in the news. I mean, the whole weekend was there were people. I think it might have started in the big news sphere with Fucker Carlson, who started this horrible. Well, if the FBI hadn't been busy trying to frame our president and trying to stage a coup, they would have known about this lunatic with the gun down in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Good God.
And, of course, Trump even tweeted that.
Yeah, nothing's too cheap for this guy. Our president will retweet anyone.
Yeah.
Racists, doesn't fucking matter.
So it was either yesterday or Saturday's headline was all about how Trump is blaming the FBI, who's too busy investigating him, and that's why they slipped through the Cruz, killer in Parkland.
Yeah. You know what I like about this? You know I like these kids coming out against Trump and just calling him on his bullshit. high school kids standing up to our fucking president.
But Rush Limbaugh said he wants to know how much they're getting paid.
Oh, man, Rush, fuck you. Those kids are heroes. You know what you are? You're a zero. Not on the scale.
What a piece of shit, right? How much are they being paid? These kids who literally had bullets flying over their heads a couple of days ago. How much are they being paid? Jabba the Gunt wants to know.
Those kids will stand up to our president. Those kids will stand up to fight. You know,
they
Marco,
are. They protested outside the White House today.
Yeah. Awesome. That's fucking awesome. Good for them.
I'm trying to find the tweet where he talked about that.
And, you know, and these high school kids, it goes to show you the mentality of our president. That they see right through the bullshit.
Right.
I mean, we got a president. I don't know. What reading level does he operate at? Third grade or some shit like that?
Yeah, somewhere around here. So many signs that the Florida shooter was mentally disturbed, even expelled from school for bad and erratic behavior. Neighbors and classmates knew he was a big problem. Must always report such instances to the authorities again and again. So it's mental illness. It has nothing to do with guns.
Yeah, dude. By the way, what a weird thing for somebody to say. But didn't he roll back restrictions on the mentally ill getting guns like a year ago?
Yeah.
Just because Obama did it?
Yeah.
God, that's insane.
I've got a story here.
Yes.
This is, I don't know, more good news, but, you know.
Good news with a fucking caveat.
The state of Kentucky.
Fuck you, boy.
Great couple of senators.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, well, Mitch Kentucky. The bitch and
Rand Paul.
Oh, my God. What a bunch of vomits. Let me ask you something. Hey, and I'm going to address this to Sky God as well. Why is there you and Sky God. Sky God's copied. Why is there no
BC footage? Or like a full CC?
You're a full CC, Jesus. Why is there no footage of Rand Paul getting beat up by his fucking neighbor?
Well, I don't know.
Why don't I have that?
He doesn't have...
I want that.
I think he was just tackled, but that would be enough.
Oh, God, I want that.
The Kentucky's Attorney General today...
Eat my dick.
...has accused drug distributor Cardinal Health, Inc., of contributing to the opioid epidemic by failing to halt or report suspiciously large or frequent orders by pharmacies of prescription painkillers. This is like that one one little fucking pharmacy in the hills of West Virginia. How many millions of oxys ran through that? And nobody was like, hey, wait a minute. Do they have a lot of people with back problems in rural West Virginia?
What? So they get flooded with these oxy pills, and it just means these docs are just writing scripts.
Probably.
And so the drug companies are just selling more pills. Or someone's buying these extra pills and selling them on the quote-unquote black market, right?
I think it's legal.
Legal, okay.
Because this is a legal distributor.
Yeah.
The distributor and the company that makes them, was it Purdue? They have both said it's each other's fault.
Right.
Like, well, I don't know. How are we supposed to know? It's the distributor's fault. They're the ones getting orders for millions and millions of pills from one place.
Conspiracy, right?
Well, of course. They don't care. Money. They're making a lot of money.
God, you could almost say this is worse than what the cigarette companies did.
On par.
I mean, you know, they know this shit is addictive. They know people don't need these pills, but they're still sending them out.
And they're the ones trying to fight the legalization of marijuana because we've shown that the addiction to opioids goes down when marijuana is legalized.
Right. What about that?
And these people.
What about this science?
Groups like this are fighting that. Fighting that because it's going to cut into their bottom line.
And this is why we got to get money out of fucking politics, right? Because these pharmaceutical companies just ejaculate funds.
And capitalism out of healthcare.
Yeah.
And drugs.
Maybe we get rid of capitalism.
In general.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it needs to be tweaked. at the very least.
Let's do, why can't we do what the Scando countries are doing? That's what I...
Well, they have capitalism, but they have very restricted capitalism.
Yeah.
There's a law in, I don't know, Scandoland, that one or more of them, that says a CEO of a company cannot make more than, I believe it's 30 times what the lowest paid worker in the whole company makes.
Yes.
So the janitor. So let's say makes the least amount of money.
Right.
Which I would say shouldn't, because I would posit that the janitor is working harder than a lot of these assholes sitting behind desks. Just my own view.
Oh, fuck yes, dude. Oh my God.
But the janitor, let's say, is paid the least, and the CEO can only make 30 times what that guy makes.
See, and that would incentivize the company to figure out a way to pay the janitor more, right? Because the more the janitor gets paid, more everybody else will get paid.
I guess so, yeah.
Right now we have a system that says,
well, but right now you have CEOs that are thousands of times they're making, you know, and then they run the company into the shithole, and they have golden parachutes where they're voted out by the stockholders in disgrace after they fuck the company up. But their contract says they get $30 million to say bye bye.
But what
Roger Ailes got $47 million when he got kicked out of Fox News for creating Caligula news.
God damn. And he's dead, right? That fucker died.
Allegedly.
Is he dead?
Yes.
You don't think he's dead? They faked his death and he's somewhere on some island living out his fucking day. Is that a conspiracy theory?
With Ken Lay out on an island somewhere?
Sucking each other off.
I don't think so. I think Roger Ailes was
he's dead.
Too arrogant and evil to fake his own death and stay out of the limelight.
Yeah, good riddance, fuckface. Your family probably didn't like you either. How do you like that?
Oh, his son, remember? His creepy son at the funeral was like threatening to go after the women that brought his father down.
Oh, my God. That's the thing about these dirtbags. You fucking have kids and they're worse than you.
Yeah, and especially these rich assholes like Trump.
They didn't work for anything.
Right, and look at his children. His sons are just worthless.
You know, the thing about his sons is like, you know, they're all shitty. But really, Eric, I mean, I think about who Eric is on the inside, and I throw up in my mouth. But when I look at Eric on the outside, I also throw up in my mouth. It's amazing. Amazing. Good job, Schittler.
The lawsuit alleges that Cardinal Health, one of the country's largest wholesale drug distributors, ignored red flags that prescription opioids were being diverted for illegal uses, allowing it to profit in the process.
Well, God, I mean, at least the tobacco companies, I mean, they were just putting cigarettes out there and lying about how dangerous they were. But this seems like another little level of evil, right? I mean, you're putting shit out there that you know is...
The
addicted.
Yeah.
But you know it's also going to be sold illegally.
The Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear says, I'm committed to hauling each of these opioid companies into a Kentucky court to answer for their actions that have devastated our families, communities, and state.
Well, you got a duty, dude. You better fucking do that. Get all these people suffering on opioids. You better do something.
There's a growing number of lawsuits by states, counties, and cities accusing drug makers of pushing addictive painkillers through deceptive marketing and wholesale distributors, failing to report suspicious drug orders.
Right. Well, how is this happening all over the country then? Why in every state this should be a story?
The two other states' attorneys general, have sued Cardinal Health. The company faces 343 opioid-related lawsuits.
Right.
Largely brought by counties
and municipalities,
not individuals.
So what does that mean?
The county says, why didn't you see that this pharmacy we have here in the middle of West Virginia ordered 6 million OxyContin?
I don't understand that. So if they knew those pills are being sold illegally, by who?
But this is
horrible. Drug dealers or something?
Last November, the company announced that it had reached a settlement with West Virginia to resolve a lawsuit filed in 2012 over its distribution of opioids in the state. $20 million. They shit $20 million.
Oh, right. So
I'm sure the company made profits of billions probably last year. And $20 million, they're like, oh, well, okay. That's just like the polluting companies who are like, fuck it. Fine us.
God, that okay. is...
Then we're going to go bankrupt. Yeah. Everybody, all the shareholders get their money. Everybody made money. And then we're going to go bankrupt and say, we don't have the money to clean it up. The taxpayers are going to have to clean up our toxic sludge and waste. That's right. What happens, like in North Carolina with Duke fucking Energy.
But, you know, if these pharmaceutical companies are making money off these pills that they don't need to send to West Virginia.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the RICO shit that they're doing. The state of New York is looking into against Donald Trump.
Sure.
Like they're trying to say that the majority of his money comes from organized crime. So they want to get him on a RICO thing. Why can't they get these drug companies on the same fucking thing and put them out of business?
Because they're cartels.
If they're making so much money off bad prescriptions and even some of these pills being sold illegally by fucking just drug dealers.
Well, they're saying, how do we know? It's not us. We're not writing the bad prescriptions.
Hey, let's look at those emails. Let's look at your communications and all that shit. Let's see how much you know. These guys probably operate with
But what
with
about
such
our
arrogance.
Profits? Oh, what yeah. about our profits?
Hmm.
Yeah, there are just some industries that just need to be socialized. Sorry, snowflakes.
Right. Sorry.
Healthcare is one of them.
Yeah, it's insane. What? Where's the sanity in that? We're going to put a price on you not being sick. Oh, fuck off.
There's another report out. This is from the who's going to be shocked about this file. But of course, this is from The New Yorker.
Yes.
A new report from Jeffrey Toobin over at The New Yorker.
Toobin
alleges that Donald J. Trump, you may have heard of him.
Oh, yeah. He's our fucking shitbag, treasonous dirtbag president.
Used to regularly rig Miss Universe pageants to favor women from countries where he had business deals going.
Oh, my God. Not only did we get a guy that runs these fucked up beauty pageants, you know, he's known for that as our president.
Right.
He cheated. He fucking cheated and fixed Miss fucking Universe. I mean, that's so fucked up. How did that? I mean, how do you rig it? I wonder
he
how
just
he
tells the judges, don't vote for that one.
What if the judges have any kind of integrity? They're
here's
like,
a
listen,
check.
Dom.
Okay. Here's a check.
You think he was ever like, listen, judge, if you don't vote this way, we're going to have your, you know, family offed or something like that? Or he probably just handed him a bag of money or they
Former God, contestants at the Miss Universe pageant said that Trump would regularly talk with them about business deals he was doing in their countries.
Fuck you.
And that women whose countries were doing business with Trump would routinely get selected as finalists.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes overruling decisions made by pageant judges. So maybe, evidently, he had final thumbs up or thumbs down.
God damn. It's like, are you telling me there's a chance that he's running this country the same way he ran Miss Universe? You got to be fucking kidding me.
Canadian former contestant Adwoa Yamoa.
Nine!
Was made, she said, he made comments about every girl. I've been to that country. Oh, we're building a Trump Tower there.
Oh, my God.
It was clear the countries that he liked did well. He'd whisper to Paula about the girls, and she'd write it down. Paula's his assistant, right?
Right.
And she'd write it down. He basically told us he picked 9 of the top 15.
Oh, okay. Well, that's like half. No, it's more than half. Wow.
A former contestant from Singapore,
yes.
Shi Lim, told Toobin that the finalists were picked by Trump. He was really in charge.
Man, that sucks. Then you work your ass off to get to Miss Universe, and all of a sudden, you know, nothing else matters.
One judge at the pageant said he was floored when he saw that several of the women he and his fellow judges had picked as finalists did not make it to the official list of winners, as Trump apparently had intervened and overrode their decision.
Now that this is out there, can past contestants that didn't win Can they fucking sue this motherfucker?
You know there's fine print that says we get to ultimately override the votes of the judges. It's like like these reality shows, like American Idol. There's fine print there that says, you know what? If we don't like the way the vote goes, we can override it.
God, that's such shit. Damn.
For the good of the ratings or whatever.
So if,
for Trump, it was
right.
Hey, Vlad, I'm gonna put Ms. Russia in the top 10. Ms. Russia is gonna be in the top 10, Vladdy.
Right. Well, let me tell you something. Ms. Russia won this time. We got Ms. Russia in the fucking White House.
A really unattractive one.
Oh yeah, no, God. Tiny hands, though.
Oh, and Tubin writes that this episode is illustrative of the way Trump now conducts himself as president. He seems to have no problem linking success of his businesses to his duties as president. Quote, right. Miss Universe represents a paradigmatic example of Trump's business style in action. The exaggerations that teeter into lies, the willingness to embrace dubious partners,
yes.
The hunger for glamour and recognition. Trump got away with this kind of behavior for decades, and he plays by the same rules during his presidency and run for the presidency.
But the great thing is it's more exciting now because now he has a nuclear football. Yay! Good job, dickheads, for voting for Trump.
Yay. Thanks for joining us this President's Day, everybody. If you're off today, I hope you're enjoying your day off.
Oh, yes. What president are you celebrating? Let us know. Tweet us at Crab Diving.
I like Andrew Jackson.
Yeah. Try not to celebrate one that had slaves. I don't know.
He had great hair.
Yeah. Did he really?
He's the one in
the... Did he have a big bouffant?
Yeah, he's the one with the big poofy gray bouffant going on.
Yeah. That was a positive. The negatives, he owned people, right? He was a big slave guy.
He also helped kill a whole bunch of American Indians.
Hey, that's weird because, you know, if you walk to downtown Pensacola in one of those squares, there's a memorial to him, a monument honoring Andrew Jackson.
He's the Trail of Tears guy, isn't he?
Yeah. It's weird that we would honor someone like that with a nice statue in the middle of a fucking park.
Right. And then travel up the road to see
the other one.
To see Jefferson, or not Jefferson Davis, but the civil, is it Jeff Davis? It is, no, Robert E. Lee.
Right, Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee.
Matt Gaetz, if you happen to be listening, maybe you want to look into that. I don't know.
Here's a little bit of audio for everyone. This is a little bit of fun.
Yes.
You know, C-SPAN, occasionally, they take callers. and this was a presidential historian by the name of Douglas Brinkley.
Fuck you.
He was on C-SPAN's Washington Journal.
Yes.
And was talking about how Trump has impacted national discourse.
It's a lot more inward these days.
Brinkley noted President Donald Trump has lied a, quote, mind-boggling number of times during his first year in office. Quote, he's the Babe Ruth of lying. There's no president that can even come close. He's in a category unto himself. Whether people find that's okay, that's the new norm.
Right.
Quote, if he can get jobs back and I can get some tax cuts, I'm okay with this. As a symbol of what the United States is.
That is so fucking true. I got Facebook friends who will rationalize that in a post.
Yeah.
They'll post about it.
My 401k. Hey,
yeah. I don't have to like the guy. Just like what my 401k looks like.
The evangelicals.
Fuck.
Well, he may have grabbed a pussy or two, but, you know, he's going to make sure that we can get rid of homosexuals.
What about the DACA people? I don't know. I mean, they love their 401k.
Brinkley said, I'm not okay with this. I find it problematic to have a president that routinely doesn't tell the truth.
Right.
We're talking about a systematic respect for reality. We need to make sure, above all, that a president has sanity to them overall. And there are times where Donald Trump swings pretty far off of what we call the zone of normalcy. He goes off in very weird tangents that can be disturbing. He's not even wanted in Great Britain right now.
God.
He says, these are problems.
Yes.
This is somebody who, that kind of tone-deaf narcissism that our president has, that he's not able to try to find a way to heal the country is another shortcoming of Donald Trump, I'm afraid. He goes too quickly to do tweets that seem to be self-aggrandizing for himself and belittling somebody else instead of doing true Judeo-Christian healing.
Okay, well.
Now.
Whatever. Whatever with the Judeo-Christian healing shit.
This is over to the Raw story I'm reading.
Effete.
As if to make Brinkley's point, a Trump supporter named David called in.
Hello, David.
Here is David's call.
Oh, shit, dude.
Right on cue. Now, this guy's talking about batshit Trump supporters.
Blue.
Right? And the coarse discourse.
Right.
And general moronitude.
Is this guy out of Central Casting?
This is right out of Central Casting. Here we go.
And belittling somebody else instead of
this is Brinkley.
Doing true Judeo-Christian healing.
We'll hear next from Rhode Island, Republican line. David, you're on with Doug Brinkley.
Now, you know, they separate. They have two different lines. Republicans call in and Democrats call. So that's what he meant when he said the Republican line.
Instead of doing true Judeo-Christian healing.
We'll hear next from Rhode Island, Republican line. David, you're on with Doug Brinkley.
Thank you. Thank you for C-SPAN. David, I really
Doug, it's
dispute
Doug.
You on almost every point
it's
you've
Doug.
Made. I want to start with the first thing because the last thing you
said. It's Doug.
Listen, he's not getting your
it's
name right, dude.
Doug.
Relax.
Yeah. Well, and typical Trump?
Yeah.
He hits the ground yelling.
They're stupid.
And not listen.
Yeah, they're dumb.
It's Doug. It's Doug. It's Doug.
Please fuck off.
I really
Doug, it's
dispute
Doug.
You on almost every point
it's
you've
Doug.
Made. I want to start with the first thing because the last thing you said about Puerto Rico. The people that have left Puerto Rico, left because there's been so much crime over there. And I know that because I'm half Puerto Rican.
So the people leaving Puerto Rico aren't leaving Puerto Rico because they don't have any food and electricity and clean water
yes.
and health care.
Right.
No, they're leaving because of all the crime there. This guy's so Chicago, by the way. This is like my family. I hear this accent.
Yeah.
This guy's got it says Rhode Island. I don't know.
This
sounds awful like a Chicago accent.
What do you think it would be like for this guy if he had no clean water and no power and no food?
Right, but it's all that crime they got there.
Oh, my God.
I know, because I'm half Puerto Rican.
Crime? What do you mean crime? They don't have any fucking food. They don't have any water.
Puerto Rico, look, because there's been so much crime over there, and I know that because I'm half Puerto Rican. They have had a runaway from Puerto Rico. And number two, you're really saying everyone else in the country that voted for Trump are the incurables, is what you're saying. And you also must bring to mind the people who put Barack Obama in office were the white people who put him into office. And Barack Obama spent, I can name 20 things where he kept poking his finger in the eye of the United States. Bird Dog, with the other guy that gave the sex change, whatever.
I have no idea what this lunatic, this unhinged moron is ranting about.
Right. Good God.
I could give you 20 times when he put his eye in the country.
He poked the eye of America.
White people
God
did that.
Damn.
White people elected that. White people elected Barack Obama.
I love this guy. He's half Puerto Rican, but any stat about Puerto Rico, he automatically knows because what? He's got a database of facts about Puerto Rico in his fucking head.
And Barack Obama spent, I can name 20 things where he kept poking his finger in the eye of the United States. Bird Dog, with the other guy that gave
Bo
the
Bird
sex
Dog.
Change, with everything that he's done, the racial things, he's divided the whites and the blacks so much in this country, it's not funny, because all of a sudden, they were all right. They were right. And bringing people, the Mexicans, into this country.
Trump, this is here's a Trump supporter. This
he's
is why
so
we
dumb.
Call them dumb. Because this guy is dumb.
Are you upset with how Barack Obama handled Bo Bird Dog?
Bird Dog.
Mr. Bird Dog.
What about that sex change thing?
And that person who got the sex change.
That person who got the sex change.
Hey, dickhead. You.
Oh, Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like, I think it's weird to talk about how you live in Puerto Rico. You don't have any water. You don't have any food. They didn't even get enough tarps put over their fucking roofs that were damaged in this horrible storm. There's no electricity. How do you talk about the crime rate?
Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I imagine crime and shit goes up in places where there's no infrastructure.
Well, right.
Where there's no government.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no
yes.
fucking mother fucking food or water in a place that's fucking America.
When the richest country that has ever existed can't manage to feed people, but they're gonna have boxes of food sent
right.
to the poor.
I don't care what kind of water surrounds Puerto Rico. What's going on over there is bullshit, and it's immoral, Shitler. God,
water, big water, ocean water.
You know, man, it's such a shame that this whoever is on the phone with Doug, David, is this idiot caller. It's so sad for our country that he votes and that he has a right. voice. That is a tragedy.
And listen to how just worked up this moron is. He's about so Obama. Dumb. He's a racist piece of shit. He's a nasty old man racist. And he's Fox News.
Yes.
He is everything on Fox News except Chef right. Smith.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm this guy has me picturing Barack Obama just walking around in the White House with his finger just poking people in the fucking eye.
Lasers shooting out of his nipples at every white person.
Michelle, fire up my nipple blasters. I'm going to fuck some motherfuckers up. Let me poke your eye out.
The people who put Barack Obama in office were the white people. I can name 20 things where he kept poking his finger in the eye of the United States.
Bird Dog. Bird Dog. Both Berg Dog.
With that Berg Dog and the other guy that he gave the sex change.
I'm reading the transcript
right,
here.
Right,
right. With everything he's done, the racial things he's divided, the whites and blacks so much in this country, it's not funny because all of a sudden they were all right bringing Mexicans into this country.
Listen, the first African-American president in our country, can you understand? Yeah, he's going to talk about racism. Right?
Well,
any president should.
Well, right, right. And that's when they use the word identity politics because that's a racist saying, I don't like you saying there's racism. So I'm going to accuse you of identity politics when you point out
right.
the racism that exists in our country.
And we had a black man come and have make marriage equality a thing. He mm-hmm. brought marriage equality in probably to dickheads like, what's his name, Dave?
The caller?
Dave, the caller.
David, yeah.
David, just because we have marriage equality.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, David, yeah.
Dickhead Dave, marriage equality doesn't fuck with your marriage, doesn't fuck with your way of life. No one's making you suck a cock.
He
you
called
fucking
Doug,
idiot.
Dave called Doug David also.
Yes.
Bird Dog with the other guy that gave the sex
God
change.
Damn.
With everything that he's done. The racial things, he's divided the whites and the blacks so much in this country, it's not funny. Because all of a sudden, they were all right. They were right. And bringing people, the Mexicans into this country, this is...
Bringing the Mexicans into this country.
Yeah, he even said racial. He's like, this racial shit. I don't think we've made fun of him. I mean, he sounds fake. Bird Dog.
The Mexicans into this country... This is not a dumping ground for the rest of the world. The rest of the world, their country should be taking care of their own people, and they're not.
Okay, caller, we'll let Douglas Brinkley respond. Go ahead.
Now, here's Douglas Brinkley, presidential historian and adult.
Well, you could see we've had a number of callers, so you can feel the civility that we're having here at C-SPAN, and then you get a caller like that, just like raging... Like a Tasmanian devil.
Right? You can see the
totally.
Civility on the Democratic line of people calling in.
Maybe even the
occasional sane-ish Republican. But then you have your Trump supporters. You have your Trumpists.
I mean, even Puerto Rico is part of America, dude. if people are leaving Puerto Rico because they need to come to America, they're in America. I don't understand this animosity against Puerto Ricans. Well,
they're American.
It's fucking me up.
What do you mean you don't?
Well, I mean,
Mexican.
The guy's racist. Yeah, right. I understand that. But
what's wrong with
damn,
you?
Damn, dude. I mean, these people are suffering. They had a storm come and fuck their island up, and we did nothing. I mean, we did some shit.
They shouldn't have been Mexican.
Our president wanted to go over there and throw cans of chicken at people.
Like a Tasmanian devil, you know, coming on the air and just, you know, saying all sorts of things. That's what we're talking about. That kind of always having to be incendiary and putting logic and reason and compassion and intelligence, backburnering those and instead of a sense of rage.
Right?
Yeah, dude, it's fucking nuts.
Backburnering, compassion, intelligence, logic, and reason. That's the Trump party right now.
Well, C-SPAN guy, I think that is, I think you're expecting a lot. Backburnering it.
He says that's been the formula. It's worked for Trump and has brought in his supporters.
It's not there, though. There's no compassion in that guy. He's not putting that on the back burner.
Well, for white people, there's compassion.
Oh, yeah.
For other white.
Right.
Poor butthurt old white men. He's really got compassion.
If there were white people and Puerto Rico was filled with white people, it would be different. And that's the fucking truth. You know it is. Donald Trump doesn't even think of Puerto Ricans as Americans. He said it. You know?
Yeah.
He went over there in grandstands. It's like just going, thinking of the image of our president going over there and throwing paper towels at people who a storm came over and just shit, you know, shit rain on Puerto Rico. Oh, here's a paper towel.
You're right. I mean, for him, he's going to a zoo and throwing marshmallows.
Absolutely. Look at me interacting with these people. Oh, God. Fuck the Republicans. Fuck this guy. I hate that this guy votes. Ugh, you're a vomit.
A lot of him voted.
Oh, God. Enough with this guy. We can't get progressives out to vote. We got to... God, I'm almost preaching voter suppression, but the damn, man. I mean, these people, these idiots.
Well, we'll see what happens in November. It's still looking good, but...
It's looking good as long as you don't think about what Russia's doing to our electoral process and the fake news bots and everything. And Mark Zuckerberg not addressing the problem.
Oh, boy. Poland's really just not. Poland is a warning sign for us. You know,
do we want to be Poland, motherfuckers?
Poland recently passed that horrible law about, you can't say the Holocaust was our fault law or something.
Oh, my God.
Something horrible about the Holocaust.
So stupid.
I had the story. I might have deleted it. I had it for a while. But it was like why the latest law from Poland should worry us.
Right.
Because it's anti-Semitic and basically trying to whitewash the Holocaust.
God damn, these people.
And now they've got... this is over Think Progress I'm reading from.
Effeat.
The government of Poland further escalated international tensions over the issue of accountability in the Holocaust this week, appearing to level a measure of blame at Jews.
At Jewish people.
For their own genocide. Following the passage of a bill criminalizing any suggestion of Polish complicity in the Holocaust.
Okay.
So if you're... A journalist, a somebody on Twitter,
right?
A podcaster in Poland.
Yes.
You could be in Trubs now for suggesting that Poland may have had a little bit of complicity in the Holocaust.
Well, weren't there camps in Poland?
Auschwitz is in Poland, right. Isn't it?
So
wasn't
I don't know.
Treblinka?
Yes.
In Poland.
So like, if you have, God, I'm sitting here trying to. If you have a fucking concentration camp in your country, well, then your country's kind of responsible for it. This is nuts.
Right?
You're sitting here, it fucks with your brain to try to explain how Jewish people aren't to blame for the fucking Holocaust.
Auschwitz was in occupied Poland during World War II.
Hey, everybody listening right now, I feel like we're fucked up on this Nazi shit. Don't be. Nazis suck. Nazis fucking suck. You're
correct.
Nazis are bad. If you want to get unfucked up about how to feel about Nazis, watch that goddamn Quentin Tarantino movie. What's it called? Inglourious Basterds.
Our grandparents, great-grandparents, you know, killed Nazis.
Yes, and that was the right good thing to do because they're fucking Nazis. What Brad Pitt says about Nazis is the way to feel about Nazis.
So, this law they passed, this law they passed in Poland, which is turning into Putin/Trump land, you know, an authoritarian
yes.
who took over what was a democracy and has now chipped away using xenophobia, anti-Jew sentiments.
Oh, God, guys.
And all the butthurt white people of Poland put them in charge until they tried to, I think it was take power away from the courts, which Trump would love to do.
Oh, yeah.
These evil courts.
He hates the courts.
I can't stack them fast enough. There's still ones there that care about the law that are ruling against me.
There's a fascist in the fucking White right. House, guys. Get fucking woke.
Well, in Poland, they passed a law, and they were going to implement it, saying basically taking away the Supreme Court there.
Yeah.
Basically saying, or we put our own people in the Supreme Court. And the people took to the streets in the gazillions.
Good for
in
them.
In Poland and turned that shit upside down to the point where even this evil right-wing populist ass fuck
right.
Ruling party had to back off yeah. of that one. There were so many people in the streets protesting.
I mean, you're right. We got to look at that. Because this country, we're kind of soft on that shit, you know?
Yeah.
We had a whole fucking election where we had a guy saying fascist-y racist shit throughout the whole campaign. And everybody treated him like a fucking joke. They didn't take him seriously. So look what happened. He got fucking elected.
So now Foreign Minister Jacek. I'm trying to remember. It's Jacek. I think the J is a Y, and Cek is Czech. Jacek Czaputowicz.
Kate, is that right?
Czaputowicz.
Okay.
Czaputowicz, maybe? Seemed to suggest yes. that the action of Polish Jews deserves to be analyzed more critically.
Like what do you mean?
As opposed to those of other Poles.
Because
he tweeted out.
Yes.
Or a tweet was put out. It says, it's not about falsifying history. It's about studying it. We are discussing the behavior of Poles of Jewish ethnicity. We need calm discussions and work carried out by historians.
Is he talking about the Holocaust and how
they're trying to play down Polish anti-Semites?
Yeah.
Role in, you know, there are people in nearby, is Auschwitz a town? I don't even fucking know. But there are probably people in the nearby yeah. town who knew what was going on.
Absolutely. How do you not know? How do you not know all those people are being marched into ovens if it's happening in your fucking town? Imagine a camp the size of the stadium downtown, the Blue Wahoos. And that's a camp where people are being held in prison and killed.
Yeah.
Imagine not knowing about that. That's fucking insane. God damn, this is nuts.
Czaputowicz's comments came a day after Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki played down accusations of Holocaust denial. On Saturday, he told the Conference of World Leaders in Munich, the Jews had a role in the Holocaust akin to those of other groups, including the Nazis themselves.
That's stupid. That's dumb. Everybody, listen to me. Nazis are bad. They fucking sucked. They fucking sucked. Brad Pitt's right about Nazis. The Jewish people didn't create... They were the victims of the fucking Holocaust. How the fuck do you have to convince people of this?
The comments have further inflamed a firestorm been raging for weeks and spurred furious comments from Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Morawiecki that, quote, a comparison between the activities of Poles and the activities of Jews during the Holocaust is unfounded. The Yair Lapid, who's the head of the centrist
yes.
Israeli opposition party, demanded Israel's ambassador to Poland be recalled. The Jewish state will not allow the murdered to be blamed for their own murder, he told the Associated Press.
It's nuts. It's nuts. I mean...
The World Jewish Congress demanded an immediate retraction and apology.
Right.
Saying the remarks are nothing short of an attempt to falsify history that rings of the very worst forms of anti-Semitism and Holocaust obfuscation.
Why? What do you get out of doing this, trying to rewrite history? What does a leader get out of saying the Jews were to blame for the fucking Holocaust?
Moriecki tried to clarify his comments on Sunday, holding his second phone call with Netanyahu in 3 weeks over the same topic.
Yes.
He later tweeted about the discussion. Quote, "The Holocaust, the genocide of the Jews committed by the German Nazis, was a horrific crime.
Yes.
Even those dark hours of war and murder, even during those dark hours of war and murder, there were individuals of all nations who bravely carried out gestures of the greatest mercy. Sadly, this period also exposed dark parts of human nature, which for some meant collaboration with German Nazis."
Right. Wait.
So he's saying there were Jews that were collaborators.
Well,
which there may have been.
Okay.
But those collaborating Jews, you know where they ended up? In the fucking prison camps.
Yeah.
A while ago. They were one of those. They came for me and nobody said anything. Kind of thing.
I studied theater in college and whatever. I'm not a historian. I'll tell you this. The Jews were the victims of the fucking Holocaust. Nazis are fucking bad. Fuck them. Fuck them hard. Fuck them up. That's it. That's all you have to fucking know.
Beata Mazurek.
Damn it.
Spokesperson for Poland's ruling far right Law and Justice Party.
Where is the Justice League? Where is Batman?
Law and Justice Party.
I am beginning to think the more of this show we do that our system doesn't work.
Right.
We are fucked. There are not enough good people to fuck with these bad people. You're telling me we have people in charge trying to convince people in Poland, my God, that the Jews were to blame for the Holocaust.
Yeah.
We need the Black Panther.
Beata Mazurek, the spokesperson for the far right asshole, let's call them the Republicans,
yes,
of Poland, said the prime minister's initial comments told the truth that is difficult for the Israeli side to accept.
Yeah, it is.
Said that Moriecki has nothing to apologize for.
He's saying it's difficult for Jewish people to accept that they were responsible for the Holocaust.
Last month, the country's the PIS is the abbreviation for their, I guess in Polish,
right,
the Law and Order Party.
Right.
Led government approved legislation banning any implication that the Holocaust was led by Poles or that Nazi concentration camps were in any way Polish.
They were in Poland.
Those found in violation face stiff fines and up to 3 years in prison. So if you as a Pole say Poland was partially responsible for the Holocaust, you could go to jail for 3 years.
God, like that guy's not even.
Let's talk about some Dixie State.
Oh, God.
Republicans here who would love to say that the South should put people away for 3 years if they say the South wanted slavery.
Right.
If you say that the war of the war of northern aggression was about slavery, you should go to jail for 3 years for disparaging the good Confederates.
I mean, you're right. How is this any different than some company that writes textbooks out of Texas wants to downplay the role slavery had in building this fucking country? This is fucking bananas.
The legislation came just prior to Holocaust Remembrance Day and sparked a diplomatic feud with Israel, along with mass condemnation from Jewish groups. Nevertheless, Poland's president, Andrzej Duda signed the bill into law 2 weeks ago, drawing a rare rebuke from the United States. Secretary Tillerson.
Oh, God.
The enactment of this law adversely affects freedom of speech and academic inquiry. We believe that open debate, scholarship, and education are the best means of countering misleading speech.
Hey, Poland, you woke up our fucking Secretary of State. You got Tillerson out of bed.
Trump probably called him up and yelled at him. What are you doing?
Yeah, he probably got reprimanded.
What the fuck are you doing? You didn't run that by me.
Yeah, yeah. Shit. Our planet is fucked.
You know, there's both sides of the Holocaust. Many sides.
Yeah, okay.
There were some fine people on that Nazi side.
Damn. It's like, God, after listening to that, I think what we need, hey, Wakanda, if you guys are listening, hack into Netflix and everybody, whatever anybody's watching, and just make everyone watch Schindler's List for like 24 hours on a loop or something. We need to recalibrate the not everybody thinks the Nazis are bad.
No, Poland was occupied by the Nazis. Poles themselves shared a legacy of deep animosity toward the Nazi occupation, and around 3 million non-Jewish Poles were murdered by Nazis, which in no way changes the reality that during the occupation, 6 death camps were established in Poland. More than 90% of the country's Jewish population, once the largest in Europe, died during the genocide, and the population has never fully recovered.
Oh, my God. That the Holocaust was bad, it was horrible. The Jewish people were not responsible for it, and Nazis suck.
While Poland's government actively resisted the Nazis, Jewish Poles experienced persecution and discrimination both before and after the occupation.
Oh my God. Wait a second. We went through the whole Holocaust, and after the Holocaust, Jewish people continue to experience discrimination. Oh my God. Please, this is nuts.
Polish officials had argued that while a few Poles did assist the Nazis, they were hardly alone, citing Jews themselves. Really? Historians and other experts argue that's hardly fair. As the target of a genocidal campaign, many Jews were forced to police and report on their own neighbors and families. Some went so far as to commit suicide rather than help. Others complied. Those who assisted were ultimately sent to their deaths regardless.
Oh, my God. Horrible. Fucking horrible.
No one's blaming Poland, but there's complicit.
Right.
But now this is absolutely the same as these assholes would love to do here with us talking about the Civil War or something.
Shit like that. Oh, so fucked up.
You don't think if the extremists took over here that they would, Trump would say, I'm writing the Civil War History Act that no longer can you say that it was all about slavery. No longer can you say that the Confederates were bad people.
Well, I would say if the extremists, they have taken over. I mean,
but we're still tearing down those fucking, they haven't taken over to that extent.
Yeah. We're just lucky that there's still some Supreme Court justices that
are and Pennsylvania is good news and.
The courts are protecting us, right?
For now.
It's not the White House. It's not the Congress. It's not the fucking Senate. That's it. It's just SCOTUS.
And Mueller.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, Mueller. Come on, crank it up a notch, baby.
I can't have him killed.
Yeah, you know he said that.
Well, you know Vlad's calling him and saying, why don't you just shoot him?
Yeah, Vlad's laughing. What's wrong with you?
Why are you pussy?
Right. Shit.
Vlad called me a pussy.
Yes.
He's
thinking about me.
We got to get the fuck out of here. It's about that time, ladies and germs. Where's my music button?
I can't find my button.
Here, there it is.
There's the one for my Diet Coke.
Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. And leave us thumbs up and good reviews and everything. And thank you. Yes. Thank you to those that do. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow.
TTFN.
God damn it! You fucked it up! God damn you!
Yay!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.